Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So there's really all kinds of important news to cover today. And again, the Florida shooting, just with all of the weirdness, tends to distract from it. And there's some other stuff we'll get to on that. But the Russian collusion continues to blow up in the Democrats' face. I couldn't even believe what the Democrats were doing today during the hearing of Jerome Powell. I mean, this party has really gone totally off the rails, folks. They're calling for gun control, Amazon not paying its taxes, a leaked secret speech from Obama. But first, again, Alex Jones breaking it down. How can anyone even cover all of the madness that has become the Florida shooting?
There have been shootings where clearly people do it by themselves. There's also shootings where I can play a CNN clips where, well, more cops got shot. They need to do more to stop police violence. That's why they're getting killed. You know, they deserve it. And when Congressman Scalise got shot, Wolf Blitzer had a guest on going, well, the guy was a hero that did it. You know, he wasn't a bad guy. And Blitzer's like, okay, I agree, yeah.
I just want to let people know that he wasn't evil, that he was, I guess, tired of some of the politics that are going on.
That's what we just heard. Perhaps he wasn't evil, just tired of the politics.
The day of the event, we start seeing local stations and Texas stations that were there to cover Major League Baseball interviewing students going, there's multiple shooters, and Cruz was with me. He wasn't shooting. And then I get a guest on, they say it. He knows other people we get in contact with say it. Imagine then you don't cover it because you don't want to be called a conspiracy theorist. That just means going and talking to the locals and seeing what really happened instead of whatever the national news in D.C. or New York or L.A. says. And that's what's crazy. But see, they can't say, oh, Jones is bad. He interviewed students that said there were multiple shooters and showed local newscasts saying the same thing and that the sheriff stood down. No. You can't go up against that. So you go, Alex Jones is to be banned on YouTube and Google. Thank God. Washington Times said, thank God. Glenn Beck says, thank God. News Corp says, thank God. Let's go ahead and go to Glenn Beck. Washed up, half his audience, Democrat operative, Judas Goat. He goes and falls on his sword on mainstream media. That's what he does. He goes and falls on his sword. He gets pushed by Twitter, Facebook, everybody, force-fed. Lavish with corporate sponsorship. He goes on, falls on his sword, says conservatives are frauds, what he does. And then he misrepresents what I said about 9/11, about everything. Because I said there was a stand down, Saudi Arabia, all that's come out in the 28 pages. But he misrepresents that, and then he misrepresents the rest. Here it is.
We're frequently accused of spreading conspiracy theories about Obama and about liberals, which is why I want to know what you make of the conspiracy theories this week, these attacks against the students in Florida. Why do people embrace this kind of conspiracy theory thinking?
Okay, so let's talk about conspiracy theories, because again, this is a left and right kind of thing.
Look at the condescension.
If you remember, Scripps Howard did a, Scripps Howard did a poll in 2006, and they asked the question, how likely is it that people in the federal government either assisted in the 9/11 attack
how much does
or
Glenn
took
Beck
no
suck?
Action because they wanted war in the Middle East?
Look at that troll.
22% said very likely.
Like
22% of Democrats.
A troll
said
in
very
like the,
likely.
The treehouse trolls or something.
28% said somewhat likely. So that's more than half of Democrats thought that Bush was involved
troll.
In the
9/11. It's a Keebler elf.
Conspiracy. So conspiracy.
Glenn Beck
way,
is the Keebler
the
elf.
Who was behind that conspiracy is the same guy behind a lot of these conspiracies, Alex Jones.
And then they can't actually say, we need to shut it down. They played local newscasts saying multiple shooters and the police stood down. And they're also saying CNN had fake town halls. That's confirmed. And the crowd goes, burn her of handpicked people. They're saying kill the NRA, burn people, murder them, shoot them, they're murderers. And all we're doing is going, gee, they all admit they're in an ad thing and they're all in PR and they admit that in BuzzFeed. And it's like, shut up, you said that no one died. See, it's like I say, you know, I want to live like Venezuela. Shut up, you're a Nazi, you want to live under Hitler. I'm like, no, I said I want to live under communism.
So there's Alex Jones breaking it all down. And we went to Glenn Beck. I mean, the guy just looks like such... Oh, there he is. Oh, it's Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, the Keebler elf. What will he make up next?
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
It wasn't easy to make the greatest country in the history of the world here, and it's not exactly going to be easy to defend it, but as long as we have the will to, the desire to, and the general independence as sovereign citizens to with our Bill of Rights, we intend to do just that. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. All kinds of news to cover today. In fact, let's get a doc cam of my desk today just to show you the swaths of news and all the different types of topics we are going to be discussing today. The first hour, I'm going to try to knock it all out. The second hour, I'm joined by Roger Stone and Jason Fick. We'll be breaking down some of the censorship that's going on YouTube and all of the censorship across the board. And then Syrian Girl joins me in the third hour at 5. To talk about the latest developments in Syria, which is just now starting to come back into the main fold of news with the most recent string of attacks over there and just really the general confusion, I would say, coming out of Syria as far as what's actually going on. More questions than answers, at least from my perspective. So we'll see if Syrian Girl can answer some of those for us. You know, I don't even know where to begin today. I've got a string of clips from Sheriff Israel on Jake Tapper on CNN 2 days ago. And as much as we give Jake Tapper a hard time, and deservedly so, he actually did a great interview with Sheriff Israel and really embarrassed him. I mean, quite frankly, see, again, I've always kind of just not wanted to go too much into Sheriff Israel. Roger Stone defends him as a person, not his politics or whatever he does as far as a sheriff. He just says, look, I think he's a fair person. I think he'll abide by the law here. But I got to tell you, after everything I've seen from Sheriff Israel and then this interview on Jake Tapper, I've concluded two things that I can now say beyond a reasonable doubt. One, Sheriff Israel cannot get his story straight. For whatever reason that is, call him a liar or a buffoon or an idiot or whatever, the guy cannot get his story straight. The guy changes his story depending on who's asking him questions. And then Tapper interviews him and makes him look like an idiot. And if Jake Tapper can make you look like an idiot, I mean, you must be an idiot. Because, wow, you won't believe some of those clips. And then Jake Tapper brings up an issue that we reported on, Rush Limbaugh reported on, and it really needs to get more coverage. And I'm going to cover these stories. The first one, this was from, you know what? Now I can't even remember the source of this. It's not on my printout here. American Prospect, maybe. The first story was fighting Florida's school to prison pipeline. So what you learn from, and then the second headline is reversing Broward County school to prison pipeline. Here's why I want to make a big deal and a big fuss of these stories, because this type of policy and this type of mindset is what gets us in trouble. These are the policies that Democrats and liberals impose in the name of social justice and virtue that end up destroying this country. And while I don't believe you can make a direct connection to Nicholas Cruz and the police standing down on him more than 20 times, and this reversing Broward County school to prison pipeline movement that the Democrats and the liberals started in Florida, you can say that there is a potential connection. And then when you realize that under Eric Holder's Justice Department and under the Obama administration, that they were withholding federal funds from districts that weren't doing anything about disproportionate arrests and suspensions in schools from happening, do you see how they now force law enforcement and force the education system to change their means of discipline from logic, common sense, case-by-case basis to now being fully dependent on the identity of an individual? And you will not believe this stuff, but this is the mindset of a Democrat. So now, and again, this is from the past. If you say, if you cite FBI statistics and you say black people make up X percentage of crime in the country and white people make up X percentage of crime in this country, and let's say that's disproportionate to the amount of black or white people in the country, based on these stories and based on the mindset of the average Democrat and the average liberal, that's racism. They say that proves racism. So you have to then follow that logic and say, so you don't think it's possible for a black person to commit a crime. That's what you're saying. This just has to be racism. And then you say, okay, Schroyer, you're taking this way too far. It's not that extreme. You know, there's just little instances they're trying to get rid of. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Ladies and gentlemen, you had Jerome Powell giving a testimony today, the new Fed chair, okay, the Federal Reserve. He's getting questioned by Democrats. He's getting questioned by Republicans. This should be about money. This should be about the economy. This should be about taxes and budgets and spending. And then what do the Democrats make it all about? Race. And I don't have these clips today because Powell, I believe his hearing just ended, and maybe the crew can try to find these. I don't know the one guys. There was a guy named Lynch. It was a black congressman named Lynch, and then Al Green from Houston. And they both get up when it's their time to question Jerome Powell, and they make it all about race and racism and how black people are the victim. And you listen to these gentlemen speak, and you actually realize something. They don't think black people commit any crime. They literally think it is impossible for a black person to have ever committed a crime. It's all racism. It's all about police or the white man blaming a black person for a crime. And that's actually what they think. And you can hear it when they come out here and they say, the government has to fix this problem of racism against black people. The government is responsible for figuring out how black people can make it in America. And it made me realize something. And it all comes back to this story about, and it comes right out of Broward County, fighting the school to prison pipeline. They never address behavior. They never address mental health. They never address the psychology. They address your race, which has zero to do with the actual behavior. The behavior is the behavior is the behavior. Just like your race is your race is your race. They're just saying they aren't guilty of this behavior. It's all about their race. And then it clicked to me today. And we already knew this, but this is the vicious cycle that the Democrats have created. And this is why the welfare state is so out of control. And this is the truth about, in my opinion, how inner city ghettos have become so black. The Democrats tell black people they're a victim. And they beat that into their head, blaming everything else except whatever it is that got them in that situation. Then that individual accepts that mindset because it's easy and it's an excuse. So then they say, that's right, I am a victim of something. I'm a victim of racism. I'm a victim of this. I'm a victim of that. And it's their fault. And the Democrats preach that. So it all sits in. Then once they have that victim mindset, they don't figure they can be great. I can't be great. I cannot excel. I cannot thrive. And then that destroys their will. So then they don't have any will to excel. They don't have any will to be great. And they have a victim mentality that says, help me, I'm a victim. And where do they get that help? The government. And then who uses the government to give them that help? The Democrats. And then what happens? Welfare gets out of control. Unemployment gets out of control. Food stamps get out of control. And then you have a permanent underclass that has no will and no desire to succeed because they've been told they can't.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, is speaking right now about what they're doing in response to the Parkland school shooting. Let's go live to Governor Rick Scott in Florida.
Part of our job is to make sure every person in our state feels safe. There's no parent that should ever feel uncomfortable sending their child to a school. Where we need to end up is in a position that every parent, when they wake up in the morning, says, I feel comfortable that my child can go to school today because I know they're going to come back safe. I'm going to say a few words, and then I know we have two individuals that lost their loved ones that are here today, and I'll introduce them when they're going to speak. But I can just tell you that talking to family members or talking to individuals at the school, your heart goes out to them. Unfortunately, we lost 17 innocent lives. Tomorrow would be 2 weeks ago. This state will never be the same. And my goal is to make sure that with this tragic event, that we make sure we make the
You know what's amazing about that?
And we'll
hear more from this press conference later, perhaps. You know what's amazing about this? Do you remember James Hodgkinson? That's right, the radical left liberal extremist that shot up a Republican baseball practice, shot Steve Scalise, could have shot and killed multiple Republicans. You remember that James Hodgkinson from Illinois who traveled to go shoot up a Republican baseball practice? You guys remember that? Oh, wait, that's right. You don't, because they didn't cover gun control on that issue for 2 weeks. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Crazed leftist lunatic goes and tries to murder Republicans. Gun control's not the problem. Don't obsess over gun control for 2 weeks. In fact, don't even mention the story for more than 2 hours. But a school shooting happens and gun control is the only answer. And the school shooting is the only story we're going to cover. You see how that works, folks? That should explain to you how the fake news media works. That should explain to you how the Democrat media complex works and spins things in order to create a gravitational force onto one issue to distract from the rest, and how their coverage is never fair, never equal, never consistent. Now, I want to go to these clips of Jake Tapper interviewing Sheriff Israel. Now, Jake Tapper, I'm not one to compliment him. You know how I feel about Jake Tapper, but I will give credit where credit is due, and Jake Tapper knocked this interview out of the park. It was 30 minutes straight with Sheriff Israel. It was 2 days ago. And, I mean, he makes Sheriff Israel look like a moron and a bumbling idiot. And if Jake Tapper can make you look like a fool, boy, you got some problems. And you just heard Rick Scott saying, we want to do whatever it is possible to make people feel safe when they send their kids to school. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you're in Broward County, you need to be asking for the resignation of Sheriff Israel now. That man is nowhere near fit for duty. And I can make two conclusions today based on everything I've seen from Sheriff Israel. And that is, he will say whatever it is in the moment, and he's totally inconsistent. He's given multiple different answers to the same question over different platforms, totally inconsistent. And I think he's totally incompetent as well. Now, let's begin with these clips. Let's start with clip 13, Sheriff Israel saying he is totally clueless. He's never heard of a stand down.
Is that there might have been a stand down order. Somebody on the radio telling Broward deputies not to enter the school until a SWAT team arrived. What can you tell us about that?
I can't tell you anything about that. I haven't heard that. As I said, we feverishly are dissecting. It's a voluminous investigation.
Feverishly, huh?
We're taking hundreds and
then
hundreds
how have you not heard of this?
And
I've
right
heard
now,
of this.
Jake, the focus of this agency is on the successful prosecution of the killer.
Really? Well, you should have raw video of the event. Why do you need to be spending time on that? I mean, if you have the raw video from the event of him shooting up the school, case closed. Why do you need to be spending time on that? And for someone who seems to be so full force into this investigation, as you claim, how have you never heard about the stand down coming in over the radio? I've heard about that. How are you so clueless? And how is it you have time to do all these interviews if you're so into this investigation? Huh, that's funny. Let's now go to clip 15. He also, he knows nothing of the medical stand down. He's never heard of that.
WSBN, quote, everything I was trained on mass casualty events says they did the wrong thing. You don't wait for the scene to be cleared. You go in immediately, armed, retrieve the victims. You can't leave the victims laying there.
No, once the scene is, medical people wouldn't go inside until you're sure that they're not going to get killed inside.
This person told WSBN he wanted to go
look
in.
Look at Jake.
This
Jake Tapper. Showing teeth.
Wanted to go in and wasn't allowed to.
Jake, I'm hearing that for the first time. If you know who the person is, please have him contact me or the Broward Sheriff's Office, and we will interview him. We will take statements from him.
If that's true,
that's certainly something we'll look into. Okay. But I'm hearing this for the first time.
Oh, he's hearing it for the first time. He's never heard this before. He's so into this investigation. He's the sheriff of the county. There was a stand down, and people didn't go into the building. I've never heard of that. I'm just the sheriff involved in the case. Oh, there was a medical stand down. The medical team was told on the radio not to go in too. Oh, I'm just the sheriff on the case. I don't know. I got no clue. You know, he doesn't know. I mean, you know, he's just the sheriff. I mean, why should we expect him to know anything? And then it gets even worse. Then he admits he's never even listened to the radio tape, but does claim to have seen some video.
Have you listened to the radio recordings?
I'm not, but investigators are.
Did you notice that?
You have not heard them, though.
No, but what they're doing now audio.
How do you not know that?
And I was told.
Then he just stuttered and had to swallow right there. I'm telling you, man, I don't trust this guy.
Utterances on the radio, I think one or two times he actually says shots fired. So you would have to assume at that time every person who heard that transmission is.
But he's never heard it. He says he's never heard it.
As we call it, to the school, identify the threat, neutralize the target, take the killer out. We need to corroborate. We need to verify. And once we did the next day, and I looked at the tape, and I was 100% certain that it happened the way I was told about the investigators initially told about.
I didn't even
release it.
You
right
didn't look at
second.
The video. One week after the shooting, you hadn't looked at the video yet.
I looked at the video as soon as our investigators, it wasn't my job to look at the video. It was investigators' job to look at the video.
Not my job. No interest in that.
There were many things to do.
No interest. No, it's not my job to look at the video. I got no interest in seeing a video. No. Oh, there was a radio report telling officers to stand down. I know nothing about that. I'm just the sheriff here. Oh, there was another radio report telling the medical team to stay out of the building. Oh, I'm just the sheriff here. I don't know about that. I've never heard about that. Who? What? Where? In fact, I'm the sheriff here. I've never even heard the audio. I'm the sheriff here. I didn't even watch the video until an investigator told me to watch the video. I mean, are you seeing a pattern here? This is either blatant incompetence or blatant cover-up. I think it's incompetence. I can't explain how Sheriff Israel, the sheriff in the county, doesn't watch the video. That's the first thing you would do, and he claims he hasn't done it?
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
And you know what one of those ways of life is? That's the Second Amendment. That's owning and using a firearm. Now, here's the reason why I play all these reports and break all this down. Because what do we have? You've got the FBI standing down on Cruz. You've got local law enforcement standing down on Cruz. You had the school warnings. You had just citizens in the area warning police and FBI. So you got all these warnings and you just got stand down after stand down after stand down. Then you hear Sheriff Israel said, well, I didn't watch the tape. I haven't heard the radio reports. You've got deputies and police officers on the scene armed. They stand down. You've got reports of a stand down. So you got all of this going on. You got the failed background checks. And then what do they do though? They blame guns. They blame the Second Amendment. They tell you that Dana Loesch needs to be burned at the stake like some sort of a witch who has zero to do with this attack at all. Nothing. Literally zero. Or they blame Trump. So it's like you have to force feed this stuff down their throats and say, here are the real issues you're ignoring. And they still ignore it. They will not swallow the red pill. They will not swallow the pill of reality. So let's go back now. This is where it gets more extreme, folks. This is where you look at Sheriff Israel, you look at Broward County, and you say, what in the hell were you doing? This is Sheriff Israel admitting that Cruz was not arrested for a crime he committed.
How about this? In November, the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, not your office, but a neighboring office, responded to a call from a woman who had taken the shooter in and his brother after the death of their mother. She told police that the shooter had gotten into a physical fight with her son and threatened to go get his gun and come back. She also said he had used guns to threaten people before and had put a gun to others' heads in the past. That's a crime. Were you aware of that incident?
No, I wasn't aware of that incident, but putting
not
a,
aware.
If a person had a gun.
How is he not aware?
And they were the victim of that type of incident. That's an aggravated assault. That's an absolute felony. That is a crime. And a person should be arrested for that.
So why no arrest? Why wasn't Cruz arrested for felony assault charges? And then here again, Sheriff Israel, I'm really into this investigation, ferociously into this investigation. Sheriff Israel, did you hear about the reports of the other county calling in a felony charge against Cruz? Nope, never heard of that. But I'm really into this investigation. Did you happen to watch the video? I didn't watch that video. No. I'm just too involved in this investigation. All right, 30 minutes into this interview, Sheriff Israel, did you hear the radio reports of a standout? No. I'm way too involved in this investigation to know any of that. You seem to know nothing. So there you go. Nicholas Cruz. They called the police. They said he's threatening us with a weapon. Felony assault charge. Nothing. Zero. Now, maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe we'll find that out later. But now here it is again. This is Sheriff Israel. He's so invested into this investigation. He is so into this thing, yet somehow he still doesn't know about if these reports were filed by the school.
That your office didn't even initiate a report when they got a call saying that this guy could be a school shooter in the making? How could there not even be a report on this one?
Well, if that's accurate, Jake, there needed to be a report, and that's what we're looking into.
That's what you're looking into? It's been 2 weeks, Sheriff. It's been 2 weeks, Sheriff. That shouldn't take 2 hours. Maybe if you got off of the interview trail for a day or two, you could actually get something done. I'm sorry. How can you trust this guy after seeing all this? He's flip-flopping left and right. He's backtracking. He's saying, oh, I have full control over this Broward County Sheriff's Department. I did the best job I could. And then the next day he's saying, it's not my fault that my staff doesn't have any heart. And then they want to come for your guns when they're sitting here telling you the police officers don't even have a heart that are supposed to protect you? Well, that doesn't make much sense. And again, look, I give Jake Tapper as hard a time as anyone. And rightfully so, but he's knocking, I mean, you gotta give the guy credit. He just showed Sheriff Israel to be an absolute incompetent boob. So why is it the FBI stands down on Cruz? Why is it that the school stands down on Cruz? Why is it that local law enforcement stands down on Cruz? Well, we may have found the answer, and even Jake Tapper is bringing it up.
But let me ask you something else. A lot of people in the community have noted that the Broward County School Board entered into an agreement when you were sheriff in 2013 to pursue the, quote, least punitive means of discipline against students. This new policy encouraged warnings, consultations with parents, and programs on conflict resolution instead of arresting students for crimes.
Now, pause right there.
Were there not incidents committed by this shooter
right there
as a student?
Because this is a key. This is all about race. This is all about changing the data that says that minorities are not arrested at a appropriate rate compared to white people. So basically you got too many minorities getting in trouble and not enough white people. So the federal government and the local government decided to enact policies to try to change that. That is racist. That is liberalism in its greatest fashion. All about race and identity, not about actual character, not about actual fruits of your labor. So now Sheriff Israel explains it.
This new policy not been in place that otherwise he would have been arrested for and not able to legally buy a gun.
Jake Tapper.
What you're referring to is the Promise Program, and it's giving the school, has the ability under certain circumstances not to call the police, not to get the police involved on misdemeanor offenses and take care of it within the school.
Now pause it right there, because this is key as well. What is he saying there? Well, the school always had that decision. The school always had that ability. What they did under the Obama administration and the Eric Holder Justice Department is they said, you better get this data corrected that shows black people and minorities getting arrested and suspended at a higher rate than white people corrected. You better get that corrected. So when sheriff, and if you don't, you're not going to get the federal funds. Oh, you see how that works. So then what Sheriff Israel is saying here is, now the schools said, okay, well, you know, if a black person comes in here or a minority person comes in here and is misbehaving, we have to let them go and we can't do anything about it because we have to fix these statistics and that way we can get our federal funding. So that's what's going on here. Continue the clip.
It's an excellent program. It's helping many, many people. What this program does
is not
put a person at 14, 15, 16 years old into the criminal justice system.
And pause right here. Here's another point where liberals don't understand things. See, their belief is you don't punish the kid and he'll end up better in the future. No, you punish the kid so that he learns discipline and then has a future. When you don't punish kids, they don't think punishment is a thing, and then they end up in jail. So they think just by trying to rig and manipulate statistics like they do with global warming, that that's somehow fixing the issue when that's just creating the issue and creating false realities. Let's go back to Israel here.
Then what if he does something violent to a student? What if he takes bullets to school? What if he takes knives to school? What if he threatens the lives of fellow students?
Jake Tapper, listen to this.
Then he goes to jail. That's not what happened in the Promise Program.
But that's not what happened with the shooter.
Oh!
If you're telling me that the shooter took knives to school or bullets to school and police knew about it?
I don't know if police knew about it.
No.
I know that the agreement entered into with the school allowed the school to give this kid excuse after excuse after excuse while obviously...
Not for bullets, not for guns, not for knives, not for felonies.
How would you know?
Not for anything like that. These are infractions within
the school. He admitted himself. He wouldn't know. The school doesn't have to report to him, so he wouldn't know. So how is he saying he would know when he doesn't know?
There are teachers at the school had been told, if you see Cruz come on campus with a backpack, let me know. Does that not indicate that there is something seriously awry with the Promise Program if these teachers are being told,
watch out
for this
kid? There you go, folks. Jake Tapper outsmarts Sheriff Israel, makes him look bad. Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give credit where credit is due, and even though one of my favorite talking heads in the liberal media to make fun of is Jake Tapper, I give credit where credit is due, and he did a bang-up job in that interview of Sheriff Israel. He asked the right questions, he grilled him, and made him look like an incompetent boob by my measurement. Now, don't worry, we're going to be hearing the other side of Jake Tapper later during the broadcast, the nitwit side that seems to rear its ugly head every other time he's on air. But here's the thing. I'll give Jake Tapper credit when Jake Tapper deserves credit. But they'll never defend us because they don't really care about free speech. They don't really care about having a fair debate. In fact, they want us shut down and censored. And that's why we need your support now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. We've got all kinds of specials running on the website, including the brand new prebiotic fiber at 50% off right now. Prebiotic fiber at InfoWars Store and InfoWarsLife.com. It is 50% off right now. And this is a powerful formula that also goes hand in hand with our other probiotic formula, which is Floralife, which I've had friends tell me that they started taking Floralife, and they showed it to their doctor. This is the prebiotic fiber that works with Floralife. This is our newest product at InfoWarsStore.com, the prebiotic fiber, but it works with Floralife. And the people that take the Floralife because they have digestive problems or gut problems, they take it to their doctor and they say, hey, what do you think about this supplement? And the doctor reads the ingredients and is like, wow, this is perfect. I mean, this is literally exactly what you need. Great find. Where did you find this? And they say, oh, InfoWars or the Alex Jones Show. And if they're a liberal, they're like shocked. Their jaw falls to the floor. They don't know what to do. But they say, yeah, I mean, this product is the real deal. It's an amazing product here. There's the Daily Digestive Pack also on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That gives you Floralife, which is the great probiotic. And then Carnivore, which is the probiotic, for whenever you're going to have a highly, protein meal or eat a big red steak or something like that. But again, the newest product is the prebiotic fiber at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And I do also have to tell you, folks, take advantage of this special in the top left corner, DNA Force. This is a joke of a price. 67% off DNA Force. I'm already stocked up on DNA Force that I take four DNA Force pills a day. I take two in the morning and then two at night. And I'm stocked up on this. And even I'm thinking about just buying more because this price is so low. I mean, this is a joke. DNA Force, 67% off right now. That's 70% off practically. I mean, that is, folks, if you're not taking advantage of DNA Force at 67% off, you might want to get your head checked. If you are a DNA Force, and if you haven't tried DNA Force yet, now's the time. 67% off, groundbreaking product, one of the best products at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's 67% off. This is an incredible deal, probably a loss leader at this point, but just an incredible special. Take advantage of DNA Force at 67% off. I think I'm going to have to just totally stock up on this because this price is ridiculous. All right, so here's the deal. I want to bring it all to I'll try to bring it all to a head here. I'm not going to have time, unfortunately, because this is just so convoluted. But I did the look. So these stories are from 2013. It starts with from American Prospect in July 2013, fighting Florida's school to prison pipeline. Now, I've gone through these and I've got all this stuff highlighted and I've got my notes here. And I'm probably not going to have time to get to all of it, but it starts off by saying protesters occupying the Florida Capitol in memory of Trayvon Martin, of course, want to change school policies that disproportionately suspend black students and often end in arrest. So again, this is the liberal mindset that actually doesn't make sense, that has no logic. Why does one have something to do with the other? How does Trayvon Martin have anything to do with disproportionately suspensions amongst different races? How does one have anything to do with the other? Of course they don't. But this is where the liberal logic comes in. Racism. Oh, it's all racism. Everybody's racist against black people. So that's what they sell and that's what they think, even though one has nothing to do with the other one. What happened to Trayvon Martin was bad, and by my analysis of the case, it looks like Martin and Zimmerman both were just out of their minds. I mean, one stalking the other and then the other trying to beat the other with a rock. I mean, it's just a bad situation. They both acted inappropriately in my estimation. But regardless, what does that have to do with school suspensions? Oh, but see, let's say Trayvon Martin was a troubled individual and he got suspended from school. Well, it wouldn't be because he was trying to fight people. It would be because he's black, see? The school's racist, and we need to do something about this racism. So the story goes on, and it all starts because of Trayvon Martin, which has zero to do with this. And then it goes on to the Stand Your Ground law, which, again, has nothing to do with school suspensions. So they take two issues, and then they classify it as racism. And then they expand it to all different areas because it's all the same to them, racist. So it goes on and talks about how black people are arrested more than white people and how black students are suspended more than white students, and it's all because of racism. And then Harry Belafonte, you know, a big civil rights activist, goes on MSNBC and says, I really think it's around our criminalization of young people. Young black, young brown, young poor, young people with a lack of opportunity, he said. Oh, no, he doesn't mention white people, right? Because, you know, obviously white people are the racists here. They're the problem. He says, I see the frontier, the defining moment of our generation, to fight back against any set of laws that continue to criminalize our youth, funnel them out of the educational systems and situations into prison. Oh, but again, the laws are the same for everyone. The laws are the same whether you're black or white. Now they're actually changing them to make them different if you're a minority. And then they started this group called the Dream Defenders. So I go in and look to the Dream Defenders. Guess what I found? Yeah, guess. Obama, Soros, Sarsour, all behind it. So now they're demanding to dismantle the school-to-prison pipeline, a made-up concept. And then they say it's all about racism. They say Punishable offenses include truancy or honor or status violations, such as being noisy in class or talking back to a teacher. And so they don't want students to be suspended for that anymore. If they're a minority, if they're white, then it's fine because that will balance out the data. But they don't want that to happen if you're black or if you're a Latino, suppose, a minority. So maybe that's Cruz. Maybe now all of a sudden you're seeing where I'm going with this. Oh, maybe that's why the police never arrested Cruz. Oh, maybe that's why the school never arrested Cruz. Oh, do you see how liberalism is a mental disorder now? And yeah, why should we punish students for acting out? See, you know what? Let me tell you why this hits home to me so much. And I'm already getting off base. I've seen the inner city schools in St. Louis. I've worked in them. And you know what I noticed? Lack of discipline doesn't help. Ever. It never helps. You know what does help? Whooping someone's ass. That's what helps. Having someone waking up to the realism of life. That's what helps. You steal something, you break something, you act up during class, guess what? That's punishable. That's illegal. You're going to get arrested. You're going to get suspended. So for whatever reason made you act out, now the government says, well, even though there's a disproportionate number of minorities acting out compared to white people, we're going to say it's racism, and then we're going to hold federal dollars back until they correct that data so that it balances out. So then what happens? The school quits suspending black people, quits suspending minorities. And then what happens? They think, well, I can just get away with anything, right? That's how life works. No, you're just set them up for more trouble in the past or in the future. But let's just say one of those students happened to be Nicholas Cruz. He keeps getting called up. He keeps getting called to law enforcement. But the liberals said we need to stop this school-to-prison complex, this school-to-prison pipeline that we made up as a concept. We can't report Cruz. We can't have Cruz arrested. That won't balance out our data, and then we won't get our federal dollars. And again, who was behind that? Barack Obama and Eric Holder. And this story goes on. I mean, it's exactly what you'd expect, folks. Just total liberal nonsense. Like, oh my gosh, these numbers that say black people are getting suspended more than white people, that clearly indicates racism. There's no way these black kids are acting out. And then again, the story comes out in December 2013. Reversing Broward County's school-to-prison pipeline. They say it's a successful crusade to end racism, but it's not racism. It's called discipline.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
New from Emmerich's Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials Natural Deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials Fragrance-Free Deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free.
Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone.
Well, it's on the entire war of censorship and the wholesale effort by the tech left of Silicon Valley to strangle the First Amendment, to silence our voices here at InfoWars, to silence legions of pro-liberty bloggers and publications across the map in an effort to regain control of the American electorate and the political dialogue for 2018. The tech left has seized on the controversy regarding the tragic shooting in Parkland, Florida, where at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, 17 students were tragically murdered by a medicated gunman. We reported yesterday that under Florida statutes, the fact that the shooter, Cruz, had been involuntarily given psychological treatment and counseling medications would have made him ineligible, a prohibited individual, in terms of purchasing a firearm. Nonetheless, the NCIS check system seems to have failed here, as it did in the Texas church shooting. The media now seizes on this as their rationale for silencing Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and, yes, Roger Stone. This has been their battle cry. Yet when Tucker Carlson of Fox went on the air and suggested that students at the high school were being coached on their talking points, there was no effort to block Fox News at YouTube. Owen?
Well, Roger, it's kind of going how we expected it, where they're censoring all kind of the lower level people right now, you know, 50,000 subscribers, 100,000 subscribers, to try to silence their opinions before they come after the big ones like the Alex Jones channel. And what they're hoping, I think, is that they can kind of stop the ultimate blowback from 100 voices instead of maybe just a couple, one or two. I'm curious, though, you know, obviously I would imagine some personalities, at least at Fox, are aware of this. I'm sure that some personalities at CNN are aware of this as well. When is it going to be a big story to them, though? I mean, we're all in this together. I mean, we're all obviously different media outlets with different ideas and what have you. But, I mean, do they care if InfoWars gets censored? I mean, does anyone care? I mean, CNN and MSNBC, I don't expect. What about Fox? I mean, are they going to, would your friends at Fox that you know, I mean, would they come to our aid?
Well, what's interesting here, we're going to talk with the internet entrepreneur Jason Fick later in the program about the war that's being waged. But I think there are waves. And because Alex Jones and all of my colleagues here at InfoWars particularly aggravate the two-party duopoly in the mainstream media, we're in the first line to be mowed down. We're the first ones to be strangled. So, no, there are others on the right who won't object. They won't object until they come for them, which they surely will.
And obviously one of those is the Keebler elf, Glenn Beck, who at one time smashed up a bowl of Cheetos and then smashed his face into it. Boy, he seems to have gone full circle, though, and you know, now he's doing interviews on CNN. It's crazy times we're living in, Roger. I mean, you've already been censored off Twitter, so now they got to take you off YouTube too.
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary. But we're gonna break down a counterattack when we come back. In the meantime, Thanks for joining the War Room. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome back. This is Roger Stone with you on the War Room. My colleague Owen Schroyer in the co-pilot's chair. Interestingly enough, a top aide to Senator John McCain pled the fifth this week in the investigation into the phony Russian dossier. McCain associate who worked at the State Department actually went to London to retrieve a hot copy of this bogus document, which John McCain, the Republican senator from Arizona, was only too happy to put in the hands of FBI Director James Comey. Did the senator know that this was a fraud, that this was agate prop that was fabricated to discredit falsely candidate Donald Trump? When will Senator McCain be questioned under oath about his knowledge of the dossier and why he chose to pass it on given its province? John McCain is not the man that I met 30 years ago when he came to Congress. There was a time when he was a dedicated Reaganite conservative. Sadly, I think he has become corrupted by the ways of Washington. Despite his claim to be against special interest money, nobody has bathed in special interest campaign dollars like John McCain. And his bitterness and his envy of the fact that Donald Trump, not the son of an admiral, not a veteran U.S. senator, was able to get elected president and he was not, has colored all of his actions towards this president. He actually said Obama was a better president. He said the Russian collusion non-scandal was the greatest scandal since Watergate. Not even close, unless you're talking about the mass-based, illegal, unconstitutional surveillance of the Republican candidate for president by the Obama NSA, FBI, and the intelligence services. That is, in fact, the biggest scandal since Watergate.
And that's what they're doing, is just like everything else they do that they're guilty of, they accuse their opponents of, oh, Trump colluded with Russia. Oh, no, that was you to create a fake dossier to spy on Trump, which it appears that McCain also had his fingerprints all over that one and spreading that throughout D.C. as well. Whether wittingly or not, that appears to be the case. And it's amazing, as you have McCain essentially, well, his associate actually pleading the fifth to protect McCain. We all know why. It's because McCain has something to hide and he knows he's involved in this great scandal of spying on the Trump campaign with a Clinton opposition research document. But on the other side of the aisle, you've got Hope Hicks, who is going to be I'm not sure if she's already testified in front of the Intelligence Committee yet, but she is at some time today. And people were worried that she was going to be the one that they were going to break. You know, you can use your own imagination as to why they think they could break her. But she's going to testify. She's not pleading the fifth. John McCain essentially is. Doesn't that tell you everything, Roger?
Well, we don't know about McCain himself, although he should be brought before the Senate to answer questions under oath about his role. I mean, no person is above the law, not even U.S. senators. We saw the senator from California, Dianne Feinstein, illegally leak the testimony of Christopher Steele and pay no penalty. It seems like there are certain elites who are above the law. But in this particular case, the media is, they're beating a dead horse. The Russian collusion canard was not successfully reinflated by the memo co-authored by your friend Adam Schiff. This was weak tea indeed. And as I have said yesterday, the Washington Post outrageously claims that when the Democrats' minority memo on Russian collusion says that documents were sent to Trump campaign insiders, that this indicates that it was Roger Stone. Just to be absolutely clear, that is categorically false. It is irresponsible for the Washington Post and Jennifer Rubin to write this. It's kind of a Schiff sandwich, almost a Rubin, if you will.
Well, and the Democrat memo, I mean, it even though it tries to discredit the Republican memo, there's actually little instances in there that actually give it more credence. Like, yeah, you did use the dossier for the FISA warrant, even though you claim there was other evidence, you've never produced it, and you used it. You admit that. They also admit that they did not inform the FISA court that it was indeed a Clinton paid for document, and they refused to release the sources of the document, which were, of course, Russian sources. So it's lies by omission, and even the Democrat memo is admitting that, Roger.
No, look, I think they are busted, and we are at the end of this game. In terms of Hope Hicks, I think it's very important to understand that the focus on Hicks has to do with her presence on Air Force One at the time that the president first learned that Donald Jr. had had what is, in my opinion, a perfectly legal meeting with a Russian lawyer, a meeting that yields absolutely nothing other than a number of questions. The lawyer in question claims that she has information that's derogatory but accurate regarding Hillary Clinton. She provides nothing of the kind. The meeting is therefore benign. What's interesting is that the woman Russian lawyer who meets with Trump Jr. and several others from the campaign, including Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort, is in the country illegally, that she's here without a visa. Why would the Obama FBI or the Obama TAS let the woman in the country illegally? Unless, of course, this meeting is a setup.
Yeah, and last night, I'm having the crew, I'm kind of wargaming here behind the scenes, Roger. You guys can pull that story back up. Last night, Matt Gaetz was on Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs, we're glad that he's back on television. He had a health issue. He's been out for about the last 3 weeks, so glad to see Lou Dobbs back. And Gaetz was on Lou Dobbs last night, Roger, and he was echoing something he said before, but I think it's important for all members of the Republican Party, specifically those in these oversight and intel committees, including Jim Jordan, who was on Ingram last night, they really need to start pressing this issue. People are going to jail. I mean, that needs to be the talking point here. People need to go to jail. And once we force that talking point home, then you start saying, okay, well, who needs to go to jail? Well, I would say probably James Comey. Maybe Rosenstein, maybe Obama, maybe Clinton, maybe Steele. I mean, I don't know. Let's actually get more into the nuts and bolts, but people need to go to jail. I mean, that is the truth to me. People need to go to jail, Roger. Let's figure out what people.
Well, you're right about that. Unfortunately, some media outlets like the Atlantic Magazine, the Washington Post, want to continue to push a false narrative. Let's, you know, Roger Stone was had advance notice of the disclosures by Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. No, I didn't. There's no evidence to the contrary. Roger Stone knew about the hacking of John Podesta's email in advance. No, I didn't. I never said anything of the kind. There's an attempt to take what you have said and distort it, twist it to build a narrative that Donald Trump or Roger Stone somehow had. That's actually not the right story. It's a different story. Roger Stone and Julian Assange, pardon me, Roger Stone and Donald Trump conspired with WikiLeaks to hack the Democrats and give the information to WikiLeaks. That is false. We did not conspire with the Russians to hack anything. We had no material received from any Russian entity. This is a falsehood. I'm being sued in the District of Columbia based on this fraud. It is untrue. There's no evidence to the contrary.
This is what's so ridiculous about it. Just like they come after Roger Stone, they sue him. He's got to hire lawyers and everything. No evidence, no proof. You know, we just say it. It's the same thing. I challenge anybody out there that wants to shut down, whether in media or not, show a clip of myself or Alex Jones saying they're crisis actors. Show one clip. They can't because it doesn't exist.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
Infowars.com/show.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is how we work here. I was mentioning a Matt Gaetz clip on Lou Dobbs last night. Again, glad to have Lou Dobbs back on the air, a patriot fighting for truth, liberty, and justice in this country. And he had Matt Gaetz on last night, and they were bantering back and forth about how people need to be arrested for what has happened in this Obama FISA warrant FBI DOJ debacle. Here's that clip.
Explain the FBI's conduct are in a rhetorical tailspin. I recall when Adam Schiff was reading the dossier into the record as if it was the Magna Carta, and now all of a sudden you have him trying to de-emphasize the role of the dossier in getting the warrant to spy on American citizens. So time and again, Democrats have been inconsistent. They fought against transparency, and we've got to drain this swamp by finding out who was engaged in these improper practices, and there need to be real consequences, and I think some people will go to jail.
Yeah, amen.
Certainly it appears that
there it is. Yeah, there's little piece of Schiff, pencil neck Adam Schiff, like Matt Gaetz said, oh, look at the dossier. We've got him. Look at the dossier. Now they're saying, oh, the dossier was nothing. That's not the reason we got the FISA warrant. I mean, Roger, I mean, these guys, Matt Gaetz is obviously a patriot. I mean, this guy is truly up and coming here. But I mean, no, look Gaetz at Adam is, Schiff. Look at Eric Swalwell. I mean, my God.
Look, in a almost 40-year career in American politics, I've seen many, many congressmen come and go. Most of them get elected, go to Washington with great intentions. They mouth conservative platitudes back at the grassroots. They get addicted to the special interest campaign money. They buy into a system that puts a premium on making no waves, doing nothing of consequence, and following the leaders. Sadly, in many cases, that's been following the leaders down the path to socialism. Freshmen and younger members of the House are told, be seen and not heard. That's the way you work your way up. If you see injustice, turn a blind eye. Wait till it's your turn. Matt Gaetz is that rare individual who is prepared to go to war from day one based on the facts. He's a legislator of enormous industry and courage. He has taken the point where some of his senior colleagues have declined to do so. By the way, he was no different in the state house in Florida, where he took on the issue of legalizing medicinal marijuana. He's a bulldog. He's a champion. He's got guts. He's got cojones. There's a handful of them. Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy. But it's a minority even in the house, sadly.
I guess, you know, as we approach the 2018 midterms, you know, the key is to get people in there that have that bulldog mentality, that want to get in there and have action, resolute action immediately, and not be intimidated by the politics of the thing, not intimidated by the establishment procedures of the thing, where, like you said, it's like, oh, you know, you get in there and you see the swamp and you see all the injustice and you're like, my goodness, I mean, this is out of control. I got to say something. And then, you know, whether it's the heads of the RNC or the DNC or the establishment or the people that have been in there, they're like, hey, you know, turn a blind eye to that. You know, you'll get your turn. Don't call it out over here. We need the brave patriots to get in there and say, no, No, I'm going to call this out. I'm here to work for the people. I pledge an oath to the Republic and the Constitution, not the swamp, not Washington, D.C.
Well, let's be abundantly clear, though. Our prospects in the 2018 election are completely contingent about this current fight over censorship. If the tech left and the Silicon Valley gangsters succeed in silencing on Google, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, on all social media, the voices of InfoWars, the voices of Alex Jones and others like him, all alternative conservative media will ultimately get axed. The people you haven't heard of who have hundreds of thousands of followers on Facebook are being decapitated and their pages disappearing even as we speak. This is key to their plan for the 2018 and 2020 election. They have to get control of the narrative, and they cannot do so as long as we have the megaphone of InfoWars. Which is why, again, I call on our listeners and viewers to go to the InfoWars store and look at the extraordinary specials we have there on tested, reliable, highly testified for products. Look at our consumer appreciation. This is the single best whey protein that you can buy. Now, I like a protein shake. I used to mix them with soy milk until Rob Dew wised me up on that. Now I mix it with water, sometimes distilled water, and it doesn't taste like gasoline, like so many of the whey protein products out there. At 50% off, whey protein, quality whey protein, is not inexpensive. This is a great price, and the stuff actually is more than palatable. So go to the InfoWars store now, whether it is DNA Force or whether it is Brain Force Plus, or whether it is the whey protein, help us wage this fight. Help gird us for the fight against those who would strangle the information war.
Yeah, and just to echo what Roger's talking about with the whey protein, I'm also a frequent protein user, and I've, my whole life using whey protein, I've always liked the chocolate flavor because I've figured it to be more palatable. I'm more of a chocolate guy myself. I got a bit of a sweet tooth, so it kind of takes care of both issues there. But for vanilla flavored protein, I've never found one I liked. This is the only vanilla flavored protein that I have actually found that I liked the taste. The only protein, whether it be chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, whatever, that you can mix with water and still have it taste good and have a good texture to it. So 50% off the whey protein right now. That is a huge special. Take advantage of that. I know that there's listeners out there that exercise and like to lift weights and what have you. So why not go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your whey protein there at 50% off right now.
This stuff works great for me for just a quick meal replacement when I'm on deadline and I'm on the run. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by the internet entrepreneur Jason Fick, and we're going to get down to a concrete plan of what you can do to help us fight the war on internet censorship. We must free our internet, because the balance of the Trump reform agenda, the 2018 elections, indeed the 2020 elections, completely depend on our ability to communicate with you and your ability to communicate with others. The deep state and their handmaidens in the mainstream media, and the traitors in Silicon Valley, who are giving the keys to the Chinese of all of our internet, all of our national data, have a plan to destroy InfoWars as we know it, to shut us down and silence us in the fight for freedom. We're going to break down exactly how to take them on.
And you know what? It's funny because I'm reading this story today from Yahoo, Roger. China drowns out critics of lifetime Xi presidency. So they put President Xi Jinping as a lifetime dictator over there in communist China. And so Chinese citizens on social media are pushing back against that. But you know what communists do? You know what dictators do? They censor, they silence, they drown out, and they delete. That's not what America is about, but that's what left is doing in America right now, Roger.
They silence you and they try to take your guns. We'll be right back.
Max. maximize your potential, and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The left promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. And our main thrust today is the war of censorship being waged against InfoWars that will soon be waged against everyone who disagrees with the mainstream media narrative about what's happening in America today. That we are being falsely accused of disinformation as a phony rubric for our silencing. Now, sadly, Communications Decency Act, specifically Section 230 of that act, which was originally designed to weed out child pornography online, is now being twisted to a broader purpose and is being used to block free speech content. It's being used to block political commentary or news commentary that displeases the ruling order. It is absolutely essential, in my opinion, that Congress act quickly. There's a number of avenues for redress of this censorship war. The courts will be slow, will cost millions, and will take an extraordinary length of time, by which the movement will have been strangled, the 2018 elections will likely be over, and 2020 will be a goner. The Congress and the administration must act. The key congressman here is Congressman Ryan Costello of Pennsylvania. Congressman Costello is the ranking Republican on the House Telecommunications Subcommittee. He would have jurisdiction over the Communications Decency Act. I urge you today, pick up the phone and call Congressman Costello at 202-225-4315. Tell him you want to end internet censorship and that the Communications Decency Act needs to be amended, that this travesty cannot continue. You can also email the congressman. There you see a description of the act. Above is dispassionate. Below is a biased analysis of this law. This law is being twisted, perverted, used to close InfoWars and others down. So email Congressman Costello. We'll put his information up again in a bit. Joining me now to discuss this is the internet entrepreneur, Jason Fick. Jason, welcome back to the War Room.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you for having me. You said it, entirely. The CDA, the Communications Decency Act, is what I have been harping on for some time now. And now it's becoming more and more apparent to the rest of the world that we are under a mass censorship. There are effectively three companies, which would be Google, which also works as YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And they effectively control the entire internet. And what I'm trying to say is that they have so much control that no other sites can compete against them. And because of that, you add in the Consumer Decency or the Consumer Decency Act, you have a situation where it immunizes them under a good faith effort, but the good faith is not being followed. That's where this is a vague law. We are obviously trying to go down that road. And as you know, I tried to reach out to Mr. Costello about meeting with him. And I had a meeting actually set up with Mr. Costello. That meeting was promptly canceled. And I asked if we were going to be able to get back in there. And I was met with, why do I want to talk to him? Which was just kind of a strange, what do you mean? Why? Because I want to stop Facebook censorship. I want to stop YouTube censorship. I want to stop Google censorship. And obviously, as of today, Google has blocked everything related to firearms under the shopping tab. This is just the beginning of an attack on our free speech. Yes, it is a private company at the moment. However, it has become a marketplace for everyone to communicate. They're playing with fire. And what they don't realize is that eventually you're going to push this too far. Conservatives are already coming out of the works. And besides, and here, and I actually want to confirm something. This is something that I'm going to, say exclusively on your show. this is not coming from me, the CDA. It's obviously, it's not even coming from you. It's not coming from Alex. This was confirmed by Kiker Van Ness, Facebook's attorneys, in writing. This is how they immunize themselves. This isn't coming. This isn't like an assumption at this point. This is their actual words telling us that it immunizes them to be able to remove any content whatsoever that they want. Well, that was not what the purpose of the CDA was. So obviously we need Congress to act very fast, because I believe the plan at this point, and I would ask you, if they can stop any dissent on the part of any anti-democratic, House positions, if they gain the House, they will be able to impeach Trump, not because he actually did anything wrong, but just simply because they have the majority. And if they take him out of there,
that's the big game. That's the big game right there, Jason. That's the big game. That's what this is really about. First, they have to silence us for the coming lynching. Then in September, Robert Mueller will presumably release a report as the special counsel accusing the president falsely of some process-oriented crime. Perjury, obstruction, who knows? They'll fabricate something. And in October, Democrats will run on a simple one-plank platform. Vote for me, I will vote to impeach Donald Trump. Now, I have my doubts as to whether that will work, but it has a greater chance of working if we are silenced and cannot participate in that fight, if we have no megaphone, and that's exactly what they have in mind. Now, I want to point out, Congressman Ryan Costello, let's put his information back on the screen. He was scheduled to meet with Jason Fick to discuss these matters, and then he canceled that meeting. We have a right to petition our congressman. We should contact the congressman today at 202-225-4315. Or email him at costello.house.gov and tell him to save internet free expression, to end this war of censorship, to amend and stop the abuse of the Communications Decency Act, particularly Section 230. This is a key element, and Jason has identified the man we must get to listen. If you're waiting for the administration to solve this, I think it will be too late. The president's son-in-law and his daughter are dining with Google executives. The president doesn't seem to understand that while they may never shut him down, although I think that's a question mark, they're turning down our volume. They're turning down the access of his supporters and the Trump legions, and that this is a suicidal path. We'll be back with Jason Fick and Owen to further break this down for you. In the meantime, if you haven't had a chance, please get to the InfoWars store site with our T-shirt of the Month Club being one of my favorite First Amendment offers. You can grab these pithy, thought-provoking, argument-provoking T-shirts. And this is how you identify other info warriors when you are out and about. So join the T-shirt of the Month Club. You get an extraordinarily well-designed, freedom-oriented First Amendment T-shirt every month.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals.
Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whoo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is Roger Stone reporting for InfoWars. Congressman Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, had access to the same information as every committee member. Therefore, Schiff knew that the FBI and the Department of Justice had never disclosed to the FISA court the origins of the so-called dossier, the dirty dossier, that was used as the legal rationale for federal surveillance of the Republican candidate for president. That's why I say, if it's Schiff, flush it. Owen, you just love that clip. What can I say? We're here with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, and we have the internet entrepreneur Jason Fick with us. The real question I think you hit upon, Jason, and that is the monopolistic activities of the Silicon Valley giants, the antitrust activities, the unfair business practices. We have to expose in the courts their list of keywords for censorship, their manipulation of algorithms, the shadow banning, all the other shady computer tricks they use to close us down. Tell folks what's going on out there on the frontier, Facebook, Twitter, and so on.
Well, I can tell you that in the last, I would say, 24 hours, I have been getting messages from hundreds of people here and there that are telling me that their pages got shut down, that the algorithm is shut down. There is a new algorithm change or rule change, I guess you could say, from Facebook that you have to use branded content. Now, the reason for that is that if you can't share any cross info, you know, any cross links or anything from anybody else other than yourself or your own site or your own brand, that gives them a reason to shut you down. So, for example, and I'll tie this to the War Room or to Alex Jones, is if person A, B, and C decide that they want to share your show, they can shut them down because it's not their content, that they didn't have any interaction with that content, and therefore they can get shut down. They're essentially making the rule book so tight that there's nothing that's off limits. So they're just going to shut everybody down. Now, that is, like I said, under the CDA, it's an attempt to control all of the internet. Well, now we're in a scenario where, like for here example, is a friend of mine who runs a 3.6 million fan Trump fan page, which is one of the largest Trump supporting pages during the election. He is now banned from the app itself. He sent that to me this afternoon. So not only can he not help President Trump, not only can he help the Republican Party, but now he can't even use Facebook because he's been taken off the app. So they're using every single technique they can possibly think of. There are bots flooding the system. Whether they control it or whether it's independently controlled, whether it's subcontracting, I don't know. But I know that lots of people are getting new fake fan friend requests and so forth. Old stuff is getting shut down. Now, here is an interesting one. If you follow this, I started to use text to talk in order to put up something interesting. And what I wrote, it stopped. And then when it stopped, it wouldn't let me continue with text to talk. And then it said, unable to perform this action while my phone was recording. So it wasn't doing that when I started. When I said about guns and rifles and pistols, all of a sudden it stopped working and then tells me it's recording. Did I set off a keyword search? They came for our rifles, but I didn't own a rifle, so I did nothing. They came for our pistols, but I did not own a pistol, so I did nothing. And then it stopped working. Yeah, and then it goes on and it tells me that it's recording and it can't do it while it's recording. Seems strange, doesn't it, Roger?
Well, we here at InfoWars were among the first who reported that the intelligence agencies would be able to monitor you through everyday home appliances, televisions, radios, and so on. We were scoffed at and told that we were conspiracy theorists until, of course, this was proven and that the government can do that and worse. So, look, there's no question that there you go. The story that was featured here at InfoWars. This is a fight that has to be before the Congress and the courts. And the court battle will be long, but there are thousands of potential plaintiffs. And there is a class action suit here on monopolistic grounds, First Amendment grounds, service contract grounds, antitrust grounds that has to be explored. But the Congress could act first, which is why, again, we urge you, let's put up that information, to contact the relevant ranking Republican on the House Telecommunications Subcommittee, Ryan Costello of Pennsylvania. There's the fine-looking congressman, Ryan Costello, his number 202-225-4315, his email address, costello.house.gov. Send him a respectful email urging him to fight internet censorship and to amend the Communications Decency Act so it is not used as a cudgel to silence conservatives, silence Trump supporters, silence liberty-minded bloggers and publications and outlets. The Congress must act, but first they must come to grips with the bastardization of a law that's on the books, a law that is being used improperly, a law set up to police online child pornography that ultimately gets used to silence the voices of freedom.
Can I say something too, Roger? And I think that you would be on board with me on this one, and because we've actually had this discussion, that we would invite all of Congress to have a conversation with you and I, that we can go up and we can explain exactly what their plan is, how it's working, how it's going to take essentially the Republicans' voice out of this. And if we don't do something immediately, we're not in a democracy anymore. They've already taken control and we're just sort of catching up at this point. So, I mean, I would invite anybody from Congress that wants to reach out to me or any attorneys that are in the antitrust field, reach out. We will explain all of this. We will bring everybody up to speed if you don't understand. Because even when I was speaking with my own attorneys about this whole situation, and they are very, very, very sharp guys, they were blown away. But when I fully explained the infrastructure of how this all works and how they're doing it, they were even surprised. So how can you expect somebody that is, over 60, 70, 80 years of age in Congress or the House to even understand what social media is and what the power of it is? And well, the fact of the matter is that they do not understand it now. We are done.
Well, they do need to understand the political implications of it. Look, it's not socialist media. It's social media. And the Congress needs to understand what's at stake. Not only is their activity violate the law, it will also end the Republican Party and the conservative pro-liberty movement as we know it. The only reason Trump was able to win in 2016 is because the monopoly of the mainstream media was finally broken. And the surge of a robust, vibrant alternative media and sites like InfoWars allowed for his election. They now want to put the toothpaste back into the tube. That's what this fight is all about. So contact Congressman Costello. Contact the White House at 202-456-1414. There's a place there where you can leave a message for the president and tell them to protect Internet freedom. There he is again, Congressman Ryan Costello, ranking Republican on the House Telecommissions Communications Subcommittee, 202-225-4315. Help us get the leadership to understand the gravity. InfoWars, as you may have heard, it only takes three strikes. Alex Jones has now two bogus strikes against him. We are falsely accused of promulgating fake news when we're the ones who promulgate the truth. And this crazy system is being used to strangle InfoWars on YouTube. Help us now by going to the InfoWars.com site. We need your financial support. You see our terrific specials. The money you spend today will be used to gird us in the fight for internet freedom and the information war. We can count only on you. Please go to the site now. Keep Owen and I afloat at the War Room so we can tell you exactly what's going on. Owen?
Well, Roger, good to have you along for the ride again today. You'll be back tomorrow with us. You'll be doing the fourth hour of the Jones Show and then picking up right here for the first hour of the War Room. And I'm sure that there'll be a lot developing between now and then. Maybe we'll get something from the Intelligence Committee questioning Hope Hicks. Maybe Adam Schiff climbs out of his Schiff hole and admits that he's a liar. But we won't expect that, Roger.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health.
FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Democrats and liberals have no solutions. They just have problems, and most of them are mental. But here's what I do. I just take what they say. I apply basic logic, reasoning, and common sense to it. Then I play what they say out of the other side of their mouth, and you look at them and you're like, whoa, you are seriously jacked up in the head, bro. Like Don Lemon, for example, a lemon head. But let's go to these clips now. So this is Don Lemon saying that anyone with common sense knows that teachers having guns is a bad idea.
School, right?
Yes.
Do you want your teachers? I wouldn't want
absolutely.
Any. I wouldn't want. Let me just say this. I wouldn't want not one single teacher I had in school.
Not the ones who liked me.
Okay, pause it right there. Pause right there. So Don Lemon doesn't want. Oh, that's kind of a nice suit and tie Don Lemon has there. Actually, let's go side by side. Don, you're missing something, buddy. It's called an American flag lapel. But you don't support America, so we're not surprised you don't wear the lapel. So Don Lemon, then, he doesn't want teachers to be armed. So guess what, Don Lemon? What happened at the Florida school with all the students being shot, that's what would happen every time. So that's what you want, Don Lemon. You want school shooters to walk into a school with zero resistance and have at least 17 people murdered. Good job, Don. Good policy. Let's hear what other stupidity comes out of your mouth this segment.
When I speak to law enforcement people, when I speak to actual teachers people I know are teachers, they don't know, are they going to carry it on their person? Can a student brush up? They're breaking up.
Do they lock it?
Someone,
right.
Someone
could a student brush up against it?
If they lock it, and the kid comes in from another direction.
Yeah, because nobody can own a gun responsibly. That's impossible.
Teachers, and for people with sense in this country, they realize.
Do I not have sense?
Not on this issue. Can I finish my thought?
Pull him down. I mean, look. This is honestly, this makes your head explode. Don Lemon says people with sense don't want teachers to be armed. He doesn't want teachers to be armed. Okay, so then according to Don Lemon, having common sense means being okay with a psychopath going into a school unabated with no resistance and murdering people. That's just Don Lemon's logic. You just heard it from Don Lemon. It takes SWAT team at least 2 minutes to arrive on the scene on average. It takes police officers at least 90 seconds to arrive on the scene, and that's the quickest response time. So Don Lemon says common sense is to allow a gunman into a school unabated with no resistance to kill and murder multiple people. Good job, Don Lemon. This guy, the guy is an effing moron. Here's Malcolm Nance, though, saying that a SWAT team would shoot teachers with guns during an incident.
through SWAT training, and we would come into a scenario where we had a hostage barricade or a suspected one. The first thing we're doing is we come in weapons.
Now, pause right there. Pause right there. So again, this is what they love to do. He's talking about a situation that wasn't even apparent or present in this scenario. So just go ahead.
Or your hands. I see a handgun. We're going to engage. And that's what law enforcement does. If you are a teacher who thinks you're doing a defensive, you know, pose and protecting a student, law enforcement will just assume you're the shooter. And if we start
Wow, these guys really have no faith. All right, pull him down. He has no faith in law enforcement. Now roll clip six. Listen to what Jake Tapper says about Donald Trump.
Ahead on his proposals to try to prevent any further mass shootings in this country, and he's railing against the police handling of the Parkland tragedy. Today, President Trump said the school officer on the scene choked, and he declared that he, the President of the United States and former military academy student who repeatedly sought deferments to avoid service in the Vietnam War, he would have run into the building even if he didn't have a gun. Those comments came while President Trump told a gathering of the nation's governors that he is ready to take unilateral action on at least one modest measure.
So that's what Tapper says. Tapper says that Trump is basically a coward and he wouldn't have gone in, except here's a story from the New York Daily News in 1991. Muggers trumped Donald Sopp's attack. A bat-wielding thug takes off after Trump pulls over his car to stop it. Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. I was saying the other day, what the Democrats and the liberal media do here, the fake news, they work in, you could say, collusion. I'm not sure if that's the best word for it, but it's coercive tactics teaming up together to create talking points and force them home, and then put so much spin that it has a gravitational pull, and then what do you have? An event like the Florida shooting becomes the biggest story in the world, and then it becomes all about the Democrat agenda for gun control instead of the actual problems, instead of looking for actual solutions, and then it just distracts from everything else going on in the world. And last week, I used the example of Syria to explain this. How you've got this horrible tragedy in the United States, and again, it's horrible. Nobody wants it to happen. Not trying to sound insensitive, but, you know, other people around the world look at this and they say, oh, okay, well, we just get bombed every day, you know. So, but this becomes the biggest issue. And again, I understand it. I live in America. I'm an American citizen. This is the biggest issue here domestically, you know, according to liberal media, when it's really not. But other worldwide events completely just get ignored and brushed under the rug. And what's going on in Syria is one of those examples. Now, I'm joined by Syrian Girl. You can find her on Twitter at Partisan Girl. Her YouTube channel is Syrian Girl Partisan. And I want to talk to her about her YouTube channel here in a minute. But first, I just want to lay out my basic understanding of the situation and then kind of have you delve into what you think is going on. To me, there's more questions than answers. You've got Russians being blamed. You've got Assad being blamed. You've got the United States proxy armies that are funded by McCain during the Obama years being blamed. You've got all of these different sectors of blame going on here. And then you have the underlying issue, of course, as usual, oil pipelines, central banks, and it all just kind of gets spun into nothingness. ISIS in the region trying to also destroy the Assad regime. So you've kind of got all of this craziness going on, bombs being dropped, people dying. You see all the footage. I mean, some of which, I mean, what? It's like, I know who the white hats are, and then you realize that they also stage things too. So based on everything I've said, I mean, what is the basic boil down of what's going on in Syria today that the people need to understand?
Well, I think in order to make it simpler, we need to look at the objectives of the major players. And of course, the US being the superpower is one of the driving forces behind the war. And their objectives have been clear since 2006, when they wrote the project for a new Middle East, which included balkanizing various different countries under sectarian and ethnic and religious lines, including Syria was one of them. And in order to cut up a country, you have to instill some kind of hatred that people have between each other's religions. And what better way to do that than to fund Al-Qaeda or ISIS and get people, you know, get them to kill Christians and Shiites and
just so people understand, the United States government would fund these people and call them moderate rebels. This was Obama. This was McCain. They worked with these people. They bragged about it, but they called them quote unquote moderate rebels.
Yes, exactly. And even while they were calling that at the very, very beginning when they claim, oh, it was a democratic uprising, but then it turned into Al-Qaeda. At the very, very beginning, there was video of these protesters chanting, you know, death to Shiites and Muslim Brotherhood slogans, and the Muslim Brotherhood was controlling the whole thing, and they admit that now. So that's why they've been funding Al-Qaeda in Idlib and Aleppo and now Ghouta near Damascus. You know, all of this stuff you're hearing about all of these terrible things happening in Ghouta and all of these chemical attacks, they always happen in areas that are controlled by Al-Qaeda. But they don't even tell you that Al-Qaeda is in Syria anymore. It's always only about ISIS and the U.S.'s agenda against ISIS. But the fact that Al-Qaeda is in the west of the country, basically wherever the militants are, that's where they are. They don't tell you that. And the thing is, these white helmets that won an Oscar and are considered a peaceful NGO that are saving people, there's videos of them. Which you could,
yeah, they've been caught staging stuff. I mean, if you want to talk about crisis actors, the white helmets are basically, I mean, they are the crisis actors. But getting back to what you said about the bombings usually going on in the regions that Al-Qaeda is occupying, to me, that goes along with the reports I'm seeing that say that it's Assad behind it trying to bomb Al-Qaeda out of the region. Is that accurate?
No, absolutely not, because Al-Qaeda are losing, and to use chemical weapons in these areas which are full of civilians, I mean, especially after the U.S. time and time again, and only a few weeks ago, French President and U.K. Prime Minister said that, oh, if Assad uses chemical weapons again, we're gonna attack Syria again. Now, what would be the objective behind using that, and how many people, how many Al-Qaeda can you kill versus how many civilians will be killed? To, you know, what benefit is there to elicit?
But I'm seeing all this footage coming out of Syria of the bombings going on. Who's dropping the bombs?
Well, absolutely. The Syrian government is dropping bombs on Al-Qaeda, and they're sending in soldiers, and they have to free these areas that are being held by terrorists. Of course, we have drones flying all over these areas to try to pinpoint their locations, but to use chemical weapons. And here's the thing. Syria got rid of its chemical weapons. So how can they claim now that they're still using them? It's just like the Iraq war scenario all over again. You know, they said that Saddam never got rid of his chemical weapons in 1991, and that's why they had to invade. So it's the same thing playing out. First they get Syria to get rid of its chemical weapons, and then they use that as they pretend.
And let's come back to that. Let's come back to that in the next segment, because I know that the UN is basically behind the agitprop saying that they have those chemical weapons, but let's get to that in the next segment. It sounds to me, and again, correct me here, but Assad is bombing the regions that are held by Al-Qaeda to remove them from the area. They're winning the battle. And then the media is lying, saying he's using chemical weapons.
Exactly. And the thing is, maybe chemical weapons are being used, but they're certainly not being used by the Syrian government. They're obviously, the people that use them in these areas, it's always very convenient that something happens at the UN just before. For example, in 2013, the big attack in Ghouta, that was the day that the OPCW arrived in Syria. That was the same day of the attack. Now, how convenient is that for the rebels who want to convince people that they're Syrian in the area to wait until the Syrian government invites the OPCW and then this happens? And now this recent very small chemical attack that happened, it wasn't as big as the last one in Aleppo. You know, it happened when just hours after a UN resolution for a ceasefire. You know, this is all in order to try to make the Syrian government look bad, in order to elicit a response from the West. And the West, unfortunately, especially, you know, NATO countries, they're happy and willing for this to happen because that's the play that they use, just as they did in the Iraq war. And it's very important to mention the white helmets are often involved, and the white helmets have been photographed flying Al-Qaeda flags, dancing around with Al-Qaeda, carrying guns and torturing people, and you can find any of those videos in Google if you just Google it.
No, yeah, no, the White Hats have been caught staging things too, you know, scripting things, telling people this is how you need to act. That one viral thing of the child in the back of the ambulance with the blood and the dust, that was totally fake. They got caught faking that. It's really just sad that these countries just get used as a battle zone for the globalists. It's terrible.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today.
It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Guest is Syrian Girl. You can find her on Twitter at Partisan Girl till they ban her. And you can find her on YouTube at Syrian Girl Partisan until they probably ban her there too. That's just what they do. They're trying to ban all of us. And we'll actually get into that later. But what I wanted to begin the segment with Syrian Girl now was the story that is saying, of course, it's coming out of the United Nations, saying North Korea has been shipping supplies to the Syrian government that could be used in the production of chemical weapons, United Nations experts contend. Now, you noticed some very telling terminology being used in that report, and you also think that the report is basically fake news. Get into that.
Well, I welcome anyone to read past the headline. You know, it's not the United Nations saying this. The United Nations doesn't have a spokesperson that's declaring this. If you read the fine print, it says United Nations experts, like whatever that means. And the authors of the report refused to comment on it. It's never been released to the public. And on top of that, you know, if you read it, it says, though the experts viewed the report, they said the evidence cited did not prove definitively that there was any continued collaboration between North Korea and Syria on chemical weapons. So the report basically debunks itself. You just have to read past the headlines. But, of course, these kind of reports are useful because they drum up hysteria. You know, North Korea people have strong feelings about it, and, of course, they want to link that to Syria. And if you recall, during the Iraq War, they also said that Saddam Hussein sent his chemical weapons to Syria. So it seems that everybody's just giving Syria chemical weapons. Whoever is the latest boogeyman, that's who's sending Syria chemical weapons. But I also want to, you know, mention the fact that before any country gets invaded, they have to get rid of their chemical weapons. Iraq got rid of their weapons in 1991. They got invaded in 2004. Gaddafi got rid of his weapons in 2003. And then subsequently was invaded and killed. And then Syria, after getting rid of its chemical weapons in 2014, a few months later, the U.S. went into the north of the country. And that is something I really think is very important to talk about, because very recently the U.S. bombed Syrian troops in that area once they got too close to the oil fields there. And it resulted in, well, it's this Syrian National Defense Force militia and Russian militia that was killed in the area. And the fact that Russians were killed, this is a big escalation. The reason they cited for that is that they're protecting the Kurdish groups that are there. In reality, they're protecting the oil fields, which is 80% of Syria's oil, which is going to be needed for reconstruction. But it's very important to talk about these Kurdish groups that they're supporting, because the YPG or the SDF, they have, their ideology is anarcho-communist. They say it's anarcho-communist. They're training Antifa. They're linked to the PKK, which is a Kurdish communist organization, which is listed as a terrorist organization by the United States. They once they got into Raqqa and they defeated ISIS, they put up a poster of Öcalan, which is the leader of the PKK, which the U.S. has listed as a terrorist organization. And there's 1 to 2 million Kurds in Syria. The vast majority of them, especially in the north, came to Syria as refugees from Turkey. And yet these people who want to balkanize Syria, they have plans to give them 30% of the country at the detriment to all of the other ethnicities that live in those areas, which include the Assyrian Christians, which are being basically oppressed, driven out of their homes by these Kurdish groups that the U.S. has been supporting. They've assassinated Assyrian Christian leaders. They forcibly disarmed them and then let ISIS just destroy their villages. This happened in Iraq as well, with the Yazidis and the Assyrians, the Peshmerga, forcibly disarmed them and then basically left them to be slaughtered by ISIS.
You report all this and you cover all this, and you've been reporting all of this on your YouTube channel, but I'm now understanding that you're actually undergoing some censorship there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was exactly reporting about this topic when all of my videos started to get flagged, things that were like, the reason that they were flagged for made no sense. I of course appealed it, and my videos were returned and the flags were removed. But then those same videos were once again flagged. So I had no choice basically to put all of my videos on private, because they're under attack, and the censorship is going out of control. Of course, I'm going to be posting videos again, but I just wanted to make sure that my the flags, the timing had gone. So in order to secure my channel, of course, my Facebook account was also completely deleted without any reason given to me, without any warning. And here we are, this censorship is getting out of hand. We're in a new stage here.
Yeah, and that's what happens whenever you push back against the official narrative. And you're not allowed to have your own free thought. You're not allowed to think for yourself, or you don't have a right to free speech, because, that's what YouTube and Google say, because they are the arbiters of truth and reality. Well, Syrian girl, thank you so much for joining us. I know that you basically pulled an all-nighter over there to make sure that you could go on the Alex Jones Show and be on the War Room with with us today. So thank you so much. And, let us know as more develops, and of course as they attack you on YouTube as well, because we gotta stand together on this censorship, or we will all be hung. Thank you so much, Syrian girl, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. Pleasure.
Thank you. There she goes. And folks, again, we're under massive censorship. She's under massive censorship. I've got guests coming on tomorrow. They've had their YouTube channels removed and flagged and banned. We had David Seaman on. He's getting banned. We're getting banned. We're getting strikes. All conservatives are getting censored and struck. I mean, it's all going on right now. But what we've done here is we've prepared ourselves for this battle. And it's all because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So when you see them moving to ban us on these major platforms, when you see them moving to censor us on these major platforms, know that when you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, you're building us a platform to be independent and to operate on our own, so that we can't be banned, we can't be disappeared because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So we've got specials going at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the big specials that you'll see being headlined, obviously the brand new product prebiotic fiber, 50% off. It goes great with our other product, which is a probiotic Floralife. You've also got the True Whey Protein, 50% off right now. You're not going to find a better high-quality protein at this price, folks. That is a joke. $20 for this high-quality, very potent whey protein, True Whey Protein, only $20. If you go to any store, you know, a local health store or whatever, for True Whey Protein, you're going to pay $40 for a container this big. Shop with the good guys, $20, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then take advantage of the DNA Force, almost 70% off, 67% off DNA Force. That is a joke. Get to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of these specials, and help fund the InfoWar so that they cannot erase us.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
If you want the future, you must fight for it.
This is The War Room
with Owen Schroyer
at Infowars.com/show.
Everywhere I hear the sound of Martin George Speedboy.
Welcome back to The War Room. Given the time I have left here, two segments, I want to try to finish up what I was covering earlier about how liberalism and the Obama administration has essentially corrupted discipline, really destroyed discipline, made it a race thing, which you could potentially tie to the Florida shooting. Now, I don't know whether the reason authorities basically ignored Cruz and let him go without being arrested or having serious discipline was because of the Promise program that was in Florida to stop minorities from being arrested and stop minorities from being suspended. You see, because apparently it's only a problem in the minority group of people and not white people. So, but they say that that has to be racism, not a behavioral thing, not a discipline thing. So they changed the disciplinary tactics to say, don't arrest or suspend minorities, only do that to white people so that we can balance out the data at the end of the day and not look so racist. Of course, this is another liberal tactic to try to defeat reality and defeat truth. So then what happens? Well, let's just say maybe someone calls Nicholas Cruz up to the office and, you know, he's been taking knives to school and what have you. And, you know, we need some discipline here, maybe a suspension, but we've got this Promise program now and we're trying to protect the minorities and we're trying to fix that data for the Obama administration so that we can get that federal funding so we can't do anything to Nicholas Cruz and he's going to walk away with a slap on the wrist and the authorities will never be noted. And then what do you know? 2 years later, he shoots up the school. So let's go back to the stories in the American Prospect from 2013 when this first started being pushed. So again, this is all about the school to prison pipeline, a made up concept that they're saying the reason why a disproportionate of minorities end up being arrested and suspended compared to white people is because of racism. So they figure that they need to just fix the discipline and tell the students and the administrators and the police to stop disciplining minorities, and that will fix the issue of the statistics being disproportionate. But they don't actually address the behavior. They don't actually address the discipline. They just fake it to try to balance out the numbers, which to me, I think is a bigger agenda from the top so that, you know, conservatives can't point to facts anymore because now they've distorted the numbers so much with their liberalism. But let's get back to the story. In many schools, punishable offenses include truancy or honor or status violations as being noisy in class or talking back to a teacher. So they don't want students to be punished for that anymore. See, this is why education is failing in this country. Because the teachers are so afraid of their own shadow now, they cannot teach and they cannot discipline and the students run the classroom. And folks, I am telling you, I speak from experience. I've seen these classrooms. I've seen what happens in inner city schools when the principal and the teachers and the disciplinary system fails the students because of liberalism. They don't want to be viewed as racist. They don't want the data to look bad. So essentially what ends up happening is that the students run the school. I can remember a specific incident. An individual came to school and smashed a glass bottle over someone's head. Okay? Now, that could be considered assault with a deadly weapon. But because of the lack of discipline, that student was able to return to school. Now, maybe you can fix things. Maybe you can work things out. But again, that was probably never reported to police. That probably never made its way up to authorities. And let's say that same individual wants to buy a gun years later. Again, I'm not saying that this is going to happen or this is the case with every time that there's a disciplinary action like this. I'm just saying these are the issues we need to have. These are the debates we need to have. If somebody comes to school and smashes a beer bottle over someone's face and then they don't end up on a no gun buy list because of that domestic violent dispute, because of the school doesn't want to report it, because of some liberal Democrat agenda to change data numbers, to rig data, well, then how does that benefit us? How does that help this country? It doesn't. How does that help the student? It doesn't. Now the student thinks, well, I can get away with anything. There's no discipline for me. I'm a minority. I'm a victim. And then they have this victim mentality the rest of their life, and then they have no willpower. They don't think that they can succeed, and so they're sitting back. They're saying, I'm a victim. I can't make it in society. I don't have any options, so the government has to take care of me. It's their fault. No, that's how our societies get destroyed by Democrats. And so then it goes on. It says, a study of Texas public schools found that 97% of suspended students were not required to be punished under state code, meaning their exclusions from school were discretionary, and that black and Latino children were more likely than whites to receive harsh punishments for similar infractions. Except you go into the study, there's no proof of that at all. Zero proof of that at all. Because they don't take it by a case-by-case basis. They take it and they just measure it based on a single individual. Well, that one individual could have been in the office five times. But that's not how they report it. So if that one individual goes to the office five times and then gets suspended for acting up during class, but another individual goes to the office once and doesn't get suspended for acting out during class, they're basically reporting it saying, well, that's not fair. And that's how the study goes. And it goes on, the Department of Education shows that black students nationwide, especially boys, are far more likely to be suspended than white students. Okay, maybe that's factually accurate. But again, there's no study of behavior. There's no study of discipline. There's no study, how about of their upbringing? How about of their household? Do they have an active father? Do they live with their parents? Do they live with their family? Are they living out on the streets? Are they living with gangs? What's going on? No, it's all about black, white, racist. That's all they see here. They don't actually look at the root cause. They just look at the skin color and they say it must be racism. Because, again, if you listen to Al Green and Lynch today during the Powell hearing, they literally don't think black people commit crimes. I mean, you wouldn't believe the things that are coming out of these people's mouths. It's just insane. They've got all these stats in here. And again, it all started with Trayvon Martin. So Jamia Peoples. This is a young student, says, I wanted to support Trayvon Martin. And second, I want to stop black kids from getting into jail or prison. So they say that this is because the disciplinary system is racist against black people. Well, you know what? It's amazing to me. And, you know, you don't want to say it because it sounds insensitive. Have you ever thought that maybe you need to teach students some discipline? Have you ever thought that? No. We don't want to be racist. We don't want to be insensitive. We're not going to teach them discipline. They're victims. See, the black people are victims. We teach them this at a young age, and then they think they can never make it in the world because they're victims. So they have this victim mentality where they demand everything be handed to them. And then what do you get? You get misbehavior. You get raucousness. You get out of control classrooms. And then when the school and law enforcement is handcuffed into not being able to take the appropriate disciplinary actions, it only gets more out of hand. And that's where we're at today. This is from December 2013. Reversing Broward County's school to prison pipeline. Now they're saying it's successful. The story behind the so far successful crusade to end disproportionate student arrests and suspensions. How is that a successful thing? You didn't end anything. You just rigged the data by telling the authorities not to arrest and suspend minorities. And then look at this sign. Doesn't this explain it all right here? The guy's sign at the protest, no tolerance for zero tolerance. Sir, that's redundant. That's hyperbole. That's irony. and your march is funded by the same liberals like George Soros, Barack Obama, and Linda Sarsour. This is it, folks. Is this how Nicholas Cruz ended up not being arrested?
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
New from Emmerich's Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I try to explain to people about the victim mentality mindset that the media specifically brainwashes black people into thinking, but they're now indoctrinating any minorities into this thought process as well, specifically Hispanic people and Latinos is what they're trying to go for now as they're opening the border. So they bring them all in, they make them victims, they put them on welfare, they destroy the country. But Here's what I always would tell young minorities, specifically black people, or who that I would work with, young black people, when they had this mentality. I would say, you know what? Maybe it is harder for you. Maybe you have a lot tougher road ahead of you to accomplish your dreams and your goals than perhaps that white guy down the street that you think it has it better. Maybe he does have it better. Maybe it is going to be tougher for you. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. If you don't believe in yourself, if you think you're the victim, if you don't have a will to accomplish your goals and your dreams, well, it's not going to be harder on you to make it in this world. It's going to be impossible. And I only say that, I mean, folks, I don't talk about my personal history here on air for a multitude of reasons, and most of it is inconsequential. But believe me, if I let everything in my past, and I tried to say I'm a victim, I wouldn't be here right now. No, you push your head forward and you persevere. That's what makes character. That's what makes an individual. But when you're a victim and you have the victim mentality, it destroys your will and it destroys your faith in yourself. It destroys your self-esteem, and you'll never, ever make it in this planet. And then on top of that, if you've got liberal, progressive, and Democrat people telling you you are a victim and you're being discriminated against, well, that just reinforces that bias and then destroys the individual. And it's sad that that's what we deal with. And that's why I'm covering this liberal nonsense known as fighting the school to prison pipeline. So as I'm continuing the story, it goes on and it talks about how they noticed that stats point to when an individual is suspended from school or has an arrest while they're in school, they're less likely to graduate. And then they found that there was a huge differential in minority students, black male students in particular, in terms of suspensions and arrests. So they say we have to do something about this so that they can graduate. So they just quit disciplining them. And they told law enforcement and the school authorities, quit disciplining minorities or you will not receive federal funds because your crime data and graduation data is disproportionately minorities versus white people. And they just completely ignore the logic, completely ignore disciplinary practices. And it's like, wow, wait a second. If you get in trouble with the law, if you skip class, if you act out in school, if you're a bad student, you don't graduate? Wow, shocking. Oh, but now they want to do something about it. And they claim it's all for social justice. And I mean, they've got stats and stats and stats in this story. I'm not going to read to you all the stats, but you know how many, and it's all black versus white. Here's the stats for black people. Here's the stats for white people. You know how many behavioral studies are in this? Zero. Zero behavioral studies. They just assume it's all racism. And so now, Broward County is leading the way. They're trying to balance out the data. We're going to make sure that black people and white people are graduating at the same rate. We're going to make sure that the arrests of black people and white people are appropriate to the rate amount of black people and white people in the county. So it doesn't even matter who does crime. It doesn't even matter who's committing the crimes. None of that matters. It's all about making sure it all aligns with the data. That's liberalism. That's a mental disorder. That's how you destroy culture, destroy society, and destroy countries. The schoolhouse to jailhouse in the committee's name refers to the track of suspensions and arrests that the civil rights group like the NAACP and the Advancement Project says ends in dropout and incarceration for many minority students. So exactly, if you're black or a minority and you act out in school, well, how dare the school hold you accountable? How dare you have to suffer discipline? That is racist. A 2013 study of Florida students by researchers at Johns Hopkins University found that a suspension of a ninth grade student lowered that student's chances of graduating by 20%. Wow, again. Oh, really? A student that's out of control, has disciplinary issues, has trouble graduating. Oh my gosh, I would have never thought of this. So here, I'm a good liberal. I'm mentally deranged. I know what I'll do. Who cares if they act out? Who cares if they can't graduate? Let's just get them to graduate anyway. Let's send them into the workforce with the rest of the students that are actually accomplished and well-behaved, and let's just pretend like they are too because, well, Obama's government said we have to get our numbers right in the data so that we can get the federal funding. You see the problem now? And so what happens? I don't know. Maybe a student like Nicholas Cruz doesn't get arrested when people call in and say he's holding a gun to my head. Nicholas Cruz doesn't get arrested when he has almost 50 different disciplinary problems at school, at home, and all this. The FBI knew about him. Local law enforcement knew about him. So, hey, who knows? Maybe that's the type of liberal program that frees someone like Nicholas Cruz out on the streets to murder people because you failed him in the school system because of your lack of discipline, because of your fake identity racist politics battle that you can't even get out of your own head, that the communists and the frauds and the globalists like Barack Obama use to destroy this culture and to destroy this nation. But they say, we're going to raise the age of legal purchase of a firearm to 21. That'll solve the issue. Oh, here's some numbers. Here's a list of all the mass shooters in this country. Well, not all of them, but some of the more recent ones. You know how many of them were under the age of 21? One. And he took his gun from his mother. So raising the age of purchasing a firearm to 21 does nothing. I guess you could say, well, Nicholas Cruz wouldn't have had one. Really? Well, if they would have filed the proper paperwork in law enforcement, he wouldn't have been able to have one either. But you can thank Obama and the Promise Program, by my estimation, for making sure that Nicholas Cruz did not enter the books as a disciplinary problem. And so then he was able to pass the background check. So the liberals, literally, you could say, again, I don't know if this is a fact, neither does Sheriff Israel. He doesn't know anything. But you could reason, why was Nicholas Cruz not alerted to law enforcement? Well, maybe it was because of the Promise Act. So there you go. All right. I didn't even get into this story, and it's so big. Maybe I should just cover it tomorrow. So I covered this last week. Barack Obama gives a secret speech at a major sports analytics firm. And it was a secret speech, but then some of the speech leaked, and then the whole speech leaked. I mean, it's exactly what you'd think. I mean, this guy is such a piece of shit. This guy belongs in jail for the rest of his life. But he says, we didn't have a scandal that embarrassed us. Really? What do you call Fast and Furious? What do you call the FISA warrant scandal? What do you call your fake birth certificate scandal? What do you call Michael Michelle Obama saying that your home country is Kenya? No scandals. What about your totally failed Affordable Care Act? No scandals. Yeah. I'll just have to save more of that for tomorrow. You've got Amazon apparently making over $5 billion in profits last year. They're not paying any federal taxes. Where are the liberals on that? They cry about Donald Trump's taxes all day long. Well, how about Amazon's? Exactly. Liberals, I mean, it's just so ridiculous, man. These people are so fake. Monica Lewinsky says Bill Clinton affair was a gross abuse of power and that she had to deal with her post-traumatic stress disorder after the affair as well. Oh, but Trump's the problem. You know, Bill Clinton just uses and abuses women, tosses them aside. They get bullied by Hillary Clinton. You know, Jeff Bezos at Amazon pays zero taxes. The liberals just ignore all that. You see why I'm sick of these people? I'm just sick of frauds. I'm sick of fakers. I'm sick of, you know, it's just... Okay, Mark Cuban, who some thought might run for president, well, he's pretty much screwed because of some inappropriate sex scandal or whatever you want to call it, grotesque behavior inside his Dallas Mavericks basketball team. That's spinning out of control. He's screwed. He can't win now. And then this is so funny to me because people are finally getting it. People are finally picking up on it. Michael Wilbon says NBA's one-and-done rule has to go. And then you had another commentator, Stan Van Gundy, who I actually think is very respectable. I mean, that's a guy who just says his opinion, whether you agree with it or not. He's real. Says that it's racist because it's holding black athletes back. Oh, now you get it. See, the NCAA is the most racist organization on earth, but they never call it out. And I said this a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it again. NCAA basketball is one of the most dirty, corrupt organizations in this country, and it's all about to be exposed, and it all takes advantage of young black labor. Where are the Democrats? Where are the liberals fighting the NCAA? You stay classy.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.